You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. Today is September 15, 2008, and this is episode 31 of our security podcast series. We're live at the As-Is Trade Show here in Atlanta, Georgia, and our editors managed to make their way out into the trade show floor and touch base with some of the leaders out there on the floor and talk about their technology. We had with us today Marion McDonough of Extralis, an Australian-based firm that does fire systems as well as integrated security intrusion and video systems. We also had Frederick Nilsson of Axis Communications, general manager here in the Americas. Also with us, Mike Petty from GuardTrax, Guard Tracking Solutions. And we also had Scott Howell of Hirsch Electronics to talk a little bit about their identity management system for the federal sector. So we're going to go ahead and kick off with Marion McDonough of Extralis to tell a little bit about what's happening at their booth on the As-Is Trade Show floor.
So hi everybody, this is Marion McDonough and I'm with Extralis. And Extralis is a provider of very high-end early warning fire and security solutions. And essentially we help to detect threats before they endanger life safety, critical infrastructure, and business continuity. One of the cool things about Extralis is we've got presence in both the fire life safety side as well as the security side. Got a lot of strong market presence with a product called VESDA, which is early warning aspirated smoke detection. And here at the show, we launched a brand new integrated IP access control video and intrusion detection portfolio that we're really excited about. So we hope to have the opportunity to see a lot of folks at the show. It's always great to sit down and talk to the people from SecurityInfoWatch.com.
So let's jump next into Frederick Nilsson of Axis Communications, talk a little bit about what they're very interested in and what this IP video company is showing here at As Is 2008.
So this is Frederick Nilsson here from As Is 2008 in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's always an exciting show with a lot of new technology being shown. We see great progress in the IP video space. There is H.264s, there is megapixel, there is great small cameras that are much easier to install. And we also see a lot of progress in the area of standards, which is exciting to see. Coming from the IT space, we know that standards is a great way to drive a market and an industry. And there's a lot of initiative around that and a different constellation of companies that want to drive the standard and move the whole industry forward. So as always, we expect a very exciting show and a lot of progress to the market over the next couple of days.
Our editor Joel Griffin made his way over to GuardTrax, where he checked up with Mike Petty to talk about their GuardTrax guard tracking solution using RFID and global positioning. Pretty neat technology. Here's what he had to say.
We did with the original GuardTrax Security Force Locator as a GPS locating device for security officers, a motion sensor for whether guards are moving, an incident reporting device, a phone, a whole myriad of other things. But we found that security firms wanted to know what the guards were doing inside buildings. GPS does not work inside buildings. It's not a very good tool to have location under big structures. So we have added to the new GuardTrax unit that's going to be released later this year an RFID reader. So little RFID tags will be placed around the building or around a property or next to doors or critical areas that the guard needs to check on. So when they come to those areas, the guard will scan that RFID tag with the GuardTrax unit. The thing that really makes it valuable, though, is that the GuardTrax unit uploads that information in real time to the website so that you know instantly what places the guard has checked on inside the building. So when he's inside, it's RFID tracking, and when he goes outside, the GPS picks back up again.
And last but not least, federal security has been a big topic for our industry, especially with the HSPD-12 PIV initiative to standardize identity management in the government sector. Over at Hirsch Electronics, we caught up with Scott Howell to talk about their technology solutions they're showing off here at As Is.
Hi, this is Scott Howell from Hirsch Electronics, and we're here at the As Is show showing off our identity and access management system. It's an end-to-end solution for identity and access management in the government space and in the private industry, both for physical access and logical access. It covers all the way from the enrollment and sponsorship of a new employee into the system, The data goes into the ID management system, their fingerprints and other biometrics. The identity is vetted against outside databases like the FBI and Department of Justice for background checks. The data is passed on to the card management system that can encode and print the card and also do a certificate check with the certificate authority. On the local site, the employee that comes to the local site facility with their new card can check in as a visitor or be enrolled into the access control system. That enrollment can be handled automatically, taking the data from the card and populating the access control system so that you don't have to data enter or hand key in that data. And the local site door controllers and enrollment stations can call out to the certificate authority or the OCSP, the Online Certificate Status Protocol, to check that certificate. Also, the Velocity Security Management System, our access control software, can also check, say, every 10 minutes or so to the certificate authority, always looking to see if a certificate has been revoked, and that way disabling that person's credential even in the middle of a day. We think it's the only solution, a true end-to-end identity and access management solution on the floor today, and we're happy to be showing it here to Security Info Watch.
Well, all right, that wraps up our day one report from ASIS 2008 on SIW Radio. Hope you get a chance to get down to the show here and see some of the neat hot technologies that are on display.